The bulk of this week's parsha of Chayisara, after discussing the death and the burial and negotiations of Avram to purchase the Maras HaMachpelah to bury Sarah, the bulk of the parsha then deals with finding a shidduch for Yitzhak and the whole journey of Eliezer, the Eved Avram, and his interactions and when it comes to Padan Aram and to the family of Nahor, of Avram's brother with Pesuel and Lavan. And what I want to look at is the instructions that were given by Avram to the Eved, and but the first to compare it to the instructions that are going to be given one generation later when Yitzchak instructs Yaakov also regarding getting a shidduch. And what's interesting, you'll see there's a one major difference, at least one major difference between the two instructions. So let me first jump ahead to what Yitzchak tells Yaakov. So the end of Parshas Toldos, which we'll read next week, is after the whole the switching with Yaakov and Esav and Yitzchak not knowing that he's giving a bracha to Yaakov. He thinks it's Esav, and then Esav finding out and wanting to kill Yaakov, and Rivka hears Vayugad leRivka is divrei Esav bina gadol. Rivka is made aware of Esav's plan, and she calls to Yaakov. And she says, "Yeah, your brother is, wants to kill you, Largecha. Yata benish ma bekoli, listen to my voice. Kum barach lecha el avad achi charana. Run away! You got to run away to love unto my brother, and stay there for many days or a certain amount of days. And once he calms down, then I'll have you return." So that's what Rivka tells Yaakov, but now she needs to get Yitzchak on board, right? Rivka tells Yaakov to run away, but now she has to get her husband on board. So Rivka turns to Yitzchak, and she says, "Katsi b'chayay b'pnei b'nos ches. It's time for a shidduch for Yaakov. I'm looking around at all the women, and the local women, b'nei ches. And how can we choose? Make a shidduch with one of these families? Ke'ilam b'nos aretz. Lama li chayiv. I can't live. Be terrible for him to marry one of the local girls." So Yitzchak hears, Vayikra Yitzchak el Yaakov, Vayivarach also, Yitzchak calls Yaakov, he gives them a bracha, and he says, Lo sikach isha mibnos Kanan. So this is number one. Don't take a wife from a local girl from Canaan. Rather, kum lech padena aram, go to Padam Aran, Besa Besuel, which is the house of Besuel, Avi Imacha, who's the father of your mother. Right, go to grandpa's house, go to Zadie's house, Suel, the Kachlacha Misha, and there you can find a wife, Mibnos Lavanachim Mecha, and you can marry one of your cousins. Right, your mother's got a brother named Lavan, he's got daughters, you can marry one of them. And Hashem should bless you, and everything should be good. And Yitzchak sends Yaakov, and he goes. Okay, so what are the instructions? Two instructions. Number one, don't marry anyone local. And number two, go to Padam Aram. And there you go. There, that's where mom's family's from, Rivka's family's from. And you'll marry one of the local girls that are there. Okay, that's jumping ahead to next week. What happens this week? So Avram, in this week's parsha, calls his Eved. And he gives his Eved the following instructions. And the Torah doesn't say it's Eliezer. We have a Mesorah. We assume that it's Eliezer. And he tells him the following. He tells him he take a shvuah, an oath. And he says, Lo sikach isha livni b'nos taknani. Don't take a wife from the local women, from the b'nos taknani, asher anochi yoshe b'kirpo. Rather, what should you do? Kimor tzi umati telech. I want you to go back to where I came from, to my land. Molati is unclear. Is Molati my birthplace, or Molati is those, maybe perhaps those who raised me, because it can't be his birthplace because he doesn't go to his birthplace, right? His birthplace was, he's from Ur. We don't know exactly where Ur is, but Ur is somewhere in Mesopotamia, somewhere, it could be in, today is like southeastern Iraq, very far from Paddan Aram, which is much more, it's like southern Turkey, much more north and west, where he's going to go to where the house of Besuel is. So must be Molodeti is somewhere again where my family is, or the general area where I'm from back east. So go there, and from there take a wife for my son Yitzhak, and then the Evid says, well, what if she doesn't want to come? Who says she's going to want to come with me? Right? Maybe she won't trust me. Who knows? Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she's going to be too nervous. Maybe the family doesn't want to send her. He said, and if she doesn't want to come, now why may she may not want to come? So it could be either she's homesick, or who's this guy? Who's she marrying? Right? It's not like today. You can pull up the phone and show pictures or WhatsApp. And you can have a brief conversation. She's not going to see him. She may not be interested. What is she getting herself into? So ask the Eved, maybe I should bring your son with me, or go back and bring Yitzchak so they can meet. They can go on a few dates. El Aretz Asher Yatzas Misham. So Avram Mili says, love Avram Misham Lecha, but Yishiv Yatzas Misham. No, whatever you do, don't bring my son there. Don't bring my son there. Rather, Hashem will bless you. Shalakir Shemesh Shalach Tani Beis Avi Meretzik Malati Rashi Dibri Lach Zarecha Tesaros Azos Hu Yishai Malachof Anecha. You'll be successful. Don't worry, it will all work out. Lakachli Shalivni Misham. And if she doesn't want to go, then okay. Then you don't. Then you're absolved of doing anything. Brak Espini. But then he repeats one more time. Lo Seishev Shama. Don't bring whatever you do. Do not bring my son there. Then he takes an oath and moves on. So what's different here? You have the same command, don't take from the daughters of Canaan. The same command that go back, go to the family households. Though it's not exactly explicit with Avram's command, right? With Yitzchak's command, it's go to the house of Besuel. Avram doesn't spell out, go to my brother's house in Nachor, to the family. And again, we know from last week's Parsha that he's heard that there's children have been born, right? That his brother Nachor married Milcah. They've been blessed with eight kids. One of the eight kids is Besuel. Besuel has Rivka, so he knows that Baruch Hashem is his brother has a large family, but he doesn't say specifically to go to that family. He says again, go to Artzi Mulatati, and Eliezer clearly understands that it means his family's household. How do I know that? Because when he repeats the story to Lavan, he simply says that. Right? The language that he uses, we find it quickly when he's repeating the whole story. He says, my master told me don't take a local girl. Rather go el beis avi telech el mishpachti. He changes the language. He says, go to my father's household, go to my family. Again, did Avram mean that all along? So it's unclear. I'm a portion of different opinions. Whether Avram was very specific to go to the family or just go to the general area. I'll go back to that in a second. But what's noticeably different is that in Yitzchak's case, when Avram wants to find a shidduch for Yitzchak, two times he stresses that Yitzchak cannot go there. But interestingly, when it's time to find a shidduch for Yaakov, what does he do? And this is just interesting. He doesn't send a messenger, right, to get a shidduch for Yaakov, but he sends Yaakov away, right? And we know that Yaakov has to go away because we know that Esav wants to kill him. But that's what Rivka tells him, right? Get out of here. You got to run. But we don't assume that Yitzchak knew that, right? So if Yitzchak didn't know that Esav was trying to kill Yaakov, so why did he send Yaakov there? Why did he send like a messenger, like his dad sent a messenger? I'm not sure what the answer to that question is. I'm just leaving that as a, it's like to further explore. But that is a major difference. And here somehow he's Yitzchak is comfortable sending Yaakov. Maybe I'll give a suggestion at the end why that may be, why he may be comfortable sending Yaakov while his father is not so comfortable sending him to find a wife. So now let's go back to Avram. So what are the instructions? Right? And why again? There's three of them. No local girls. Go to where I'm from, and don't bring Yitzchak. So no local girls. I understand. Right? Why he doesn't want anyone from Canaan? Why when Yitzchak wants to get a shidduch for Yaakov? No local girls. It's because it's a bad environment. Right, the people are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they're idolaters. They, as much as maybe Avram has tried to inspire them, they're still, far removed from what the ideal. And I would say even more than that. You know, it's hard to imagine that there weren't any good girls living there. There must be anyone else. Those are some nice people. Right, the whole population, it could have been someone who was upstanding. We often focus, and rightly so, that what was Avram looking for? What was Eliezer looking for? A balas chesed, right? Someone who performs kindness. And why do we assume that's what he was looking for? Because that's the test that when Eliezer, right, he when he comes to the land, he doesn't know who anyone is. He says, Hashem, right, the one who will come to me and say that will give me water and also give my camels water. Oh, that's the one. So you're looking for someone who's going to, be proactive and want to be helpful and kind and compassionate and considerate. So clearly he's looking for chesed, for kindness. So it's hard to imagine that there weren't any women in Canaan, young girls that were balas chesed, right? I mean, there's all different people over the world. There are good people out there. So, and it had to be more than just the chesed. It had to be that even if he would find someone who was a balas chesed, but the danger of marrying a local girl was not the girl, but it was her family, right? Because if you're living right next door to your in-laws, you're going to be going there for Yontif a lot, right? You're going to be going every other weekend for Shabbos. You're going to be going there, and that's perhaps what Avram's concern was. It was not the wife. It was the larger mishpacha, the larger family who would be influenced by them. But if he's going to take a wife back east, hundreds of miles, back in, again, this is before the airplane, before the train, before the automobile, he's not going back there anytime soon. He's not going to be making any visits. Right? Avram had him returned, and in Yitzchak, then they're not going to return. And therefore, you're going to have no connection to the family. There's going to be no connection to the in-laws, to his mother-in-law, to his father-in-law, and he'll be safe. So I think that's the key. That's why the stress not to that shouldn't be a Canaan. No one local. Okay, so that's Avram gets that, and Yitzchak again. That's the instruction. Yitzchak is to Yaakov as well. Now the question is: why the family? Right, it's a famous question. There's a quote unquote famous Ran here that the Ran they're Beno Nissim of Gerona, the 1300s. In Spain, right? He wants to know. He goes, what if the concern is that we don't want to marry into a family with Ovdei Avodah Zarah? So we know Avram's family that was their profession, right? They had the idol store, right? So are they any better than the local people? So again, I think one answer is that, but again, he's not going to be living amongst them. That's one benefit. So the Ran suggested another answer. This is a famous answer. Many quote his answer. I saw the Malbim quotes the Ran that perhaps there was something innate within the family of Chesed that maybe it was somehow built in to the DNA of the family. The debate of nature versus nurture. Maybe it was nurture that within the family of Avram that there was this. And they may have been Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but they were good people. They were kind people, compassionate. It was somehow within the family, and that's why specifically she selected to go there, which could be. That's the Ron's opinion. I like to suggest another possibility, and I actually I give my wife Adina credit for this, because she was developing this idea. We were talking about it last night and today. And that is the following. You have to go back to the end of Parshas Noach, and because that's when we're first introduced to Avram, not to Avram but to the family. And what do we know about his family? So we're told the following: that there was this man named Terach, and he was 70 years old, and he had three sons. Avram, sounds like Avram was the oldest, then Nahor, and then Haran. Three sons, three brothers. And Haran has Lot, okay? So we know Lot, from the last couple of weeks, we know Lot. And then Haran dies. And the Medrash says, it's a famous Medrash, why he dies, because the furnace, Avram goes to the furnace unscathed, and Haran then decides to jump in, but he wasn't doing it for the right reasons. Haran dies. Al pnei Terach Aviv, or Kazdim. So Haran's out of the picture. He's dead. But we still have Avram, we still have Nahor, and we have Haran's son, Lot. And then we're told that Avram, Nahor, the remaining two brothers, they get married. Shem Eshes Avram Sarai, Avram marries Sarai, Shem Eshes Nahor Milcah, and Nahor marries Milcah. Now who's Milcah? Oh, Bas Haran. She's the daughter of Haran. Oh, so she's Lot's sister. And who's Haran? Avi Milcah, he's the father of Milcah. Avi Yiscah, the father of Yiscah. So who's this Yiscah? So Chazal say Yiscah is Sarai. So in other words, so according to that, Avram and Nahor marry their nieces, their two nieces, right? Their brother Haran has three kids, a son Lot, and then two daughters. One is Milcah, and one is Sarai / Yiscah. Avram marries Sarai / Yiscah, and Nahor marries Milcah. So Milcah and Sarah are sisters. Okay, so Milcah, that's a little of a clue. That Sarah and Milcah are sisters. And then the last thing we were here is that Terach takes his son Avram and Lot and Sarai, and they make their way towards Canaan, but they stop off in Haran and they dwell in Haran. So it's very interesting that you see that Terach and Mephoshim struggle with why is Terach going to Canaan? All right, the next six parsha is the command of God to Avram, Lech Lecha, and he takes him to Canaan. But Terach's already going to Canaan. So some suggest that Terach, the question when this happened, that maybe Terach had a change of heart. That maybe Terach did a little teshuva himself. Right? Maybe originally he's this idol worshiper and he sells the idols out of the store, but somehow he's driven also to the land of Israel, but he never makes it. Right, he stops right along the way, and he dies, and it's the son who continues the journey. But if it's true that Terach began to change, maybe that rubbed off on the rest of the family. Right, maybe the rest of the family is, now we don't see that Nahor went with him. It just says that Avram went with him, and it sounds like Nahor is still remains in Ur. But all of a sudden. Right, because they're all born in Ur. They're all from Ur Kazdim, right? And it's only Terach who then picks himself up and takes Avram, Lot, and Sarai to go to the Haran, which is much further north and west. Nahor presumably stays in Ur, but we know Nahor leaves also. How do I know that? From this week's Parsha, right? Because we're told in this week's Parsha that where does Eved Avram go to Nahor's household, to Besuo, in Padam Aran. What's Padam Aran? That's near Haran. Right, that's because we know that also Yitzhak tells Yaakov to get out of here, go to Padam Aram, right, go to Lavan's house, and then we're told Yaakov Meir Shava El Haran, he goes to Haran, that's Padam Aram, that's where Nahor Besu Lavan, that's where they're now living. So it seems like at some point Nahor then follows after his father / Avram and also makes his way towards Padam Aram Haran. And perhaps they're also leaving behind the idolatry of where they came from, of that value system. They're beginning to transform themselves. So I think now we're making progress, that there's something now a little special about this family. All right, none of them are Avram, none of them are Sarah, but they are, there's something about, something spiritual about them. Something, there's some change that's taking place. Now, not all of them apparently are so well impacted, because we know one of the part of the family is Lavan. Lavan's Ronan, right? But okay, there's always, you know, one bad apple, you know, in the group. And maybe the other ones, there's some positive things. But there's one more important clue here in all of this. And that's the following, or two last clues. At the end of last week's parsha, right, I mentioned before, that's when we hear about the birth of Rivka. But look how, listen to how it's presented. Listen to how it's presented. Word got back to Avram saying, whose has children? It doesn't say Nachor had children. It said Milcah had children, who's the wife of your brother Nachor. And she has a lot of kids. Utzbechrol, Buzbe Achiv, eight kids. Last one is Besuel, who has Lavan and has Rivka. The focus is on Milcah, and there's a fascinating Ramban on the I believe it's the Ramban. The Ramban picks up on the fact that it mentions Milcah, and the Ramban says, because it says Hinei Yada Milcah Gami, also Milcah had children, so suggests the Ramban the following: Milcah Gami. V'divrei Rabbi Sin, he quotes a Yalkut Shimoni, Nemar Shinifka Keachoseno, that she also miraculously had children, just like Sarah had experienced infertility, was unable to have children. Milcah also, and in other words, Avram didn't know she had children when he was still back in Haran, because she didn't have kids yet. But going later, she had kids just like Sarah had kids, and therefore there was something special about Milcah. Right, something unique about her. Just like Sarah was special, so apparently Milcah as well. And then the final clue to all this, when Eliezer, the Eved, finally goes and travels to Padam Aram to the family, so listen to how the whole story is presented. The Pesukim are very clear in terms of, who exactly Eliezer interacts with, and what Rivka does. Torah says the following. He first comes to Aram Narayim, to the city of Nahor, and then that's where he encounters Rivka. Bahiu Teram Kilolda Ber, right? He asks Hashem to help him out. In a Rivka Yotzeis, and Rivka goes out, Asher Yulda Livusul Ben Milcah. Eshas Nachor, and the focus is on Milcah, right? It's not, it's Bethuel's daughter, and Bethuel is the son of Nachor, but he's the son of Milcah, the wife of Nachor. Right? Milcah is underlined that Milcah has a very important role here, and then when he comes to the household, so look what happens. Told the following. Let me get the exact words here. When she gets home, Vatomer la bas besua nochi ben Milcah she yodol nachor. Right, she tells him who I am, and he says, "No, Baruch Hashem, this is all working out." And then Lavan comes out to greet him. He's all excited. Thinks he brought all this money with him. And let me try to find the exact pasuk here where it says, somewhere here. Oh, here. But Taratanara, so she then runs back Rivka, right? That she's just encountered this Eliezer. But Tagaid Lebase Ima. And who does she share the information with? Right? The house of her mother. Right, so she has this, sounds like she has this very close connection to her mother. Right, so here's my theory. My theory is, again, Adina helped develop this, that what makes Rivka so special why does Avram simply send Eliezer to this household? It's partially because of Terach has had a change of heart, and he's influenced the family perhaps, and that they have, you know, they're not the same Ovdei Avodah Zarah that they were, you know, when Avram was a child, and they're certainly not the same as idolaters of the people of Canaan. They begin to make this change, but who's changed the most and who's perhaps had the greatest influence? It's Milcah, right? Milcah, that Avram is convinced that he'll find a proper girl, a proper woman to marry Yitzchak, because he knows his sister-in-law, right? He knows Sarah's, he knows his niece, which is Milcah, which is also Sarah's sister. You know, just like Sarah is so special, he knows that maybe not as special as Milcah, but Ramban suggests that there is something extraordinary about her, because she also was Zocha, merited this miracle to have a children late in a late stage in her life. And perhaps she's the one who has this very positive influence on Rivka. We don't have time now, but you can also develop the idea that we know that there's this Menekes, right? There's this nursemaid who's sent back with Rivka, and we're told in Parshas Vayishlach of the death of Devorah, who's the Menekes of Rivka, the nursemaid. Again, and somehow perhaps this Devorah also played a very prominent role in raising Rivka, and not only raising Rivka, but perhaps raising Rachel and Leah as well. And therefore, that's why Avram is so eager to find a wife there, because he knows whoever the girls are there, they're in good hands, right? They're taken care of by this Deborah, and they're certainly taken care of with Milcah. Why does he want to send Yitzchak there? So here's my theory. I haven't totally worked this out yet. But my theory is that he doesn't want to send Yitzchak to Yitzchak, because he wants Yitzchak to get stuck there. Right? He doesn't want Yitzchak to, he doesn't know exactly what he's going to find there. Right? He's not, he assumes that everything will be okay, but he doesn't know for sure, right? It's his guesswork. You know, he's imagining, he's hoping that you know, the Milcah will have raised them properly, and that, but if it doesn't work out well, so then it's a danger, because then Yitzchak could get stuck there. Why is Yitzchak willing to send Yaakov? Because Yitzchak now knows for sure that it's good there. How does Yitzchak know for sure that it's good there? Because he knows that Devorah's there. Right? He knows that, again, whether Milcah is still alive at that point, I don't know. But Yitzchak has married Rivka. Devorah has come back. And according to the Ramban, Rashi disagrees with Machlokas, but the Ramban's of the opinion that at a certain point they sent Devorah back. And that's why Yaakov, when he returns after all those years, he brings Devorah back with him. Why was Devorah sent back? To raise the next generation. So he knows that there's going to be a you know, wonderful, you know, wise women, you know, daughters for yeah. So he doesn't have, he's not afraid that he's going to get stuck there, that he won't find the proper shidduch. That's my theory. I'd have to work a little bit more with that, but I think there's something there. But just to come back, I think here, you know, the key is here that the advice that Avram is giving is that, number one, you got to be very careful about the in-laws, about the family that you're marrying into, because that does play a significant a role. You have to be careful, even with your son, you know, who's maybe has lots of great ideas, but you got to be, you know, guide them properly. But then this other major important factor is, you know, the family and the influence. And, you know, what type of home was, you know, is the prospective wife, is she raised in? Because often, right, the way you're raised is the way that you're going to conduct your own house. And not only just the way you're going to cook and things like that, but how you speak and how you talk and how you interact, that's a very important factor. Avram understands that, and Avram has this hunch, but it's a good hunch, that Milcah has done a good job, and she is Sarai's sister, and it's something unique and special about her, and he knows that there's something special about her, because the fact that he's only told many years later that she's had children, and he knows she hasn't had children until this point, so she's blessed, somehow miraculously like Sarah. If she's blessed, there must be something special about her. And therefore she must have children and grandchildren, right? Rivka's her granddaughter, right? Who she probably has had a very positive influence on that will be a good shidduch for Yitzchak. Okay, wishing everyone a good Shabbos.